Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The ag industry has been hammering Congress to stop EPA's new Waters of the United States rule. And last week, the House voted to block EPA's rush to extend their jurisdiction. EPA wants to take control of farm and ranch streams, wetlands, ditches, ponds. We won't be able to tile a wet spot or strengthen a ditch or do anything without getting a government permit. The money and time to do routine improvements is a serious concern in farm country. And now, since the House has passed legislation to pull back the EPA overreach, you might think that we stopped them. Well, think again. There aren't enough votes in the Democrat-led Senate to pass the bill in the Senate. And after the November election, that could change, but for now, the House legislation is only a statement. And besides, President Obama has threatened to veto the House bill, should it ever get to his desk anyway. EPA has tried to convince ag groups that nothing will change. They just want to define their role to resolve the gray areas. But at this point, there is no trust between farm and ranch and the EPA. Agriculture worries that they will be required to get approval for the application of fertilizer or pesticides. The American Farm Bureau says the new rule would give EPA new oversight authority over millions of miles of streams. Virtually all farmers will be impacted. In the House, 35 Democrats and 227 Republicans voted for the bill. Colin Peterson, lead Democrat on the House Ag Committee, said this legislation is necessary because the EPA does not seem to understand the real-world effects their regulations will have on farmers. Well, this battle is not over, so let's just turn the page because there are other very important challenges that need to be addressed. We have country of origin labeling, the renewable fuel standard, immigration reform, trade agreements with Europe and the Pacific, on and on. But back to reality, and look at the schedule. Congress doesn't have any time or interest in making the hard choices now. With a midterm election in November, they will hit the campaign trail in October. All they will get done now is to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open after October 1. No more government shutdowns. Anyway, next week I'll be down on the farm, and I am John Block from Washington.